This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for spending some time with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce you to my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. And we've got another great show for you today. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is Carolyn Russ. Carolyn is a passionate health and wellness educator who has had her own struggles with health throughout the years. Shortly after being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2005, Carolyn learned about the healing powers of fruits and vegetables from her doctor. That sparked her curiosity and sent her on a journey to learn all about plant-based, sustainable food diets. Carolyn is now actively focused on inspiring and educating others to take control of their health, starting with a healthy diet. Helping people live vibrant lives has been rewarding, but Carolyn wanted to have an even bigger impact, so she developed a team of dedicated individuals that are now helping her make a positive difference in the lives of families all over the country. I know you'll find Carolyn's personal story inspiring and her practical approach to healthy living informative. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm looking forward to our conversation today. And I'd love to start by asking you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a health and wellness educator with vitality for a lifetime.
Well, my background is that I have a Master's of Science degree in education. And following a teaching career, when my first child was born, I decided I wanted to take a break from that. And so what happened after that was we kind of lived life pretty faithfully, and we thought we were eating really healthy. And then with our first child, I started working with a group called the Leche League International, and that is a breastfeeding support group. So as time went on, I really enjoyed helping women be successful at something that they really wanted to do. So I guess I sort of have a helper's heart, if you will. And then it kind of moved from there to having been diagnosed with breast cancer much, much later. And my doctor said, I need you to eat 10 to 13 fresh, raw fruits and vegetables a day, every day for the rest of your life. Because that's what the American Cancer Society recommends. So that's kind of where the understanding of fruits and vegetables, I thought we ate healthy. But my perspective at that time was that included no white bread and no bologna. And I made a lot of whole wheat stuff, but we ate lots of grains, but not so much fruits and vegetables. And then our youngest child, and this is partly the reason why I never went back to teaching, has a developmental disability. She's now 30, and I worked for many years at a special needs school as the administrative coordinator. And I noticed how poorly the kids ate. Rarely were there fruits and vegetables in their diets. And so we kind of started a little incentive one year for them, and we tracked how many fruits and vegetables they ate every day. And there was contests and all of that around it, but it was really hard for them. They have a lot of issues with texture and not knowing how much they need vegetables. So part of that was just to help the parents with their frustrations and help educate the kids that, you know, ho-hos and ding-dongs are not really food. And statistics are that people with disabilities have a 10-year shorter life expectancy than their peers. And so her disability is called Williams Syndrome. And I also noticed at some of our conferences how poorly they ate. And I just knew that there had to be a better solution. And that the things that they are typically identified as having health issues with are things that fruits and vegetables can really make a difference and turn that around.
So how do you get children to kind of overcome or get past that challenge of not liking textures or smell or, you know, the way it looks? How do you get them to try it? What were some of the things that maybe you tried that you found were successful?
Well, there is a great resource for families with Dr. William Sears. And it's kind of interesting because as a La Leche League leader, he was a La Leche League medical advisor, so I always followed him. And he has written numerous books on children's nutrition. And now he's also written books for adults on nutrition, which is because the kids all grew up, you know. And they said, well, okay, now we need for us. And so one of the things that he's really big on is a brainy breakfast, and you can hide all kinds of things in a smoothie. For example, he talks a lot about the good fats that we need to eat. And so good fats could be chia seeds. It could be avocado or even coconut milk or coconut oil. And you can hide just about anything. You can hide spinach in a smoothie, and they will never, ever know what hit them.
So is that part of what he talks about doing and just finding different ways to get them those vegetables?
Right, and there are recipes. We have a kind of a support group. It's a page called Vitality for a Lifetime on Facebook, and so people will post different things that they find that are helpful for them. And he really has such a wonderful understanding, and he makes things so simple. Because he's a pediatrician. So he knows how to talk to children. And so he talks to kids about that they need to be fatheads, meaning you need to eat good fats in order for your brain to grow. And so mostly it's just finding different ways to hide the foods. And, you know, here's kind of what happens. Eventually, my experience is kind of like this. If I happen to dig into the kids' Halloween candy, then all I want to eat is sugary stuff. But you are what you eat. So once you start to develop the pattern, and it's kind of like your safety belt. And, you know, when you get in the car, you're required to wear a seatbelt. So I look at fruits and vegetables as our health seatbelt, and you're not allowed to start your car without them. And so I think that once that metabolic programming gets started, then they choose better fruits. They make better food choices. And it's hard, particularly with a special needs population that has all the texture issues. But, you know, if we work with them over time, their smoothies are some of the favorite things that they eat.
Right, because it's almost like they're eating a treat. You know, and I love that in Michael Pollan's book, Food Rules, he says that things like ho-hos and ding-dongs are food-like substances. They're not. It's not really food. And, you know, I think one thing that parents and adults who are around children need to remember also is that it can take a child 10 to 12 exposures to a food before they determine if they really like it. Oftentimes you'll ask a child if they want it. No, I don't like it. Well, you know, then the next thing we do is we ask our grandkids, well, when did you have it? Well, I haven't had it. I just don't like it. And, you know, a lot of times it's the smell, it's the way it looks, it's the texture. It could be any one of a number of things. And until they get different exposure to it, they don't know. They also need to see us eating it. I hear parents all the time, you need to eat your vegetables, and they're not eating their vegetables. Kids do what we do way more than they do what we say.
You're right. You mentioned something a second ago about the kids today, in today's world, sometimes they get more choices than they need, and we can make it a lot simpler. Another thing that Dr. Sears does for kids that I love is he'll take a little muffin tin, you know, it's got like probably just a 6-cup muffin thing, and he says should graze throughout the day. So you can put healthy little things in there that are different colors, and they can snack on that as the day goes by, because some of it is compliance, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They have a choice. And the other thing that you said that I really liked is, you're right, the ding-dongs and the ho-hos, those are calories, but they're not food. So our body doesn't know what to do with that, and our DNA, we're not programmed. Our DNA doesn't know what to do with that. So then we have toxins that actually creates toxins in our body, and our body doesn't know what to do with that. And so the end result is that eventually there's a possibility of illness.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that my daughter-in-law did when the kids were little is she used to take them when they went to the grocery store in the fruits and vegetables section. And it was so funny because she told me a story about one time that she turned around and she said all of these like older women were following her around with the kids, watching the kids, because what she did is she's a school teacher or was a school teacher and, you know, has her master's in gifted education. And so what she did is she would ask the kids what colors they wanted to buy today. So they'd get to pick out a different fruit and vegetable, and then they would count them as they put them in the bag. So, I mean, even from the age of, you know, less than, you know, 18 months old, they were starting to count, they were learning colors, they were learning new foods, and were much more likely to want to try something if we've been part of the decision process to get it. So one way to really expose your kids to new foods, and anybody in your household, husbands, kids, anyone, is to have them be part of the decision process, and let them let you know what they like and then add more things to that. It really helps us expand the variety of foods that we eat.
Yeah, you know what strikes me as you say that is food is fun. It can be fun. Dr. Sears, and more to the grandparent generation, but make food your hobby. Make it fun. And kids love to be able to contribute that way. I think that's a really neat thing, and certainly a lot of people could learn from her.
Absolutely. There's a lot of ways to really turn it into a fun game. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to have you just talk a little bit more about why fruits and vegetables are so important, and then give us some examples of some people that you've worked with. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carolyn Russ, and we're talking about fruits and vegetables and why they're so important. And before we go back and continue that conversation, Carolyn, I'd love to ask you, because I love to ask this of all my guests. You know, you talked about a little bit of your health challenge, but it's really important that we all understand our big why, what motivates us to live healthy and share our message. And you've talked a little bit about your health and your daughter, but what is your big why, and how does that really motivate you to live healthier and share your message?
Well, you know, it's really simpler than maybe what somebody might think, but if you've ever gone through chemo and radiation, you don't ever want to do that again. And, you know, I mean, I just don't want that to happen again. So I will do everything I can within my power. But at the same time, I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. This is a really cute story. It just happened a little bit ago. My daughter posted on Facebook, and she has a four-year-old, almost five. And Anya said, "Now, Mommy, when I have babies, will Mimi still be here to be able to see my babies?" And so my daughter said, "Well, I started doing some really quick math," and she said, "Well, she probably will be, but she'll probably be really old." And will she still be able to cut up onions? I mean, what 4-year-olds have to say is fascinating. But, you know, I want to go to her wedding. She's the love of my life. I have three grandchildren. Mm-hmm. They're all the love of my life. And my mother had Alzheimer's. And actually a lot of statistic out there about fruits, vegetables, particularly berries, that can help with that. And and just to know, neurodegenerative diseases have now run ahead of cardiovascular disease as the number one disease in this country. So that's Alzheimer's and a few others in that pile. But so, you know, I do, I mean, I want to be around for a long time. The other piece is I need to be around for a long time. Our disabled daughter is 30. And think about what happens when we're gone. It makes me cry. We don't have a big solution for that. Her siblings live in the same town. Her support network is where we live. And to change all of that would be difficult. And so I think even when I was diagnosed, we kind of looked at each other and said, "I don't know what we need to do to make some changes, but whatever it is, we need to make them, because we need for a really long time."
Right. And I think there's so many things that people can do now, you know, and it's really nice that you share your story so that other people can learn from it. 80% statistics say of the diseases that we have today are from lifestyle choices. And, you know, so often we take better care of our cars and our material possessions than we do of our, you know, of our bodies and our health. And those aren't nearly as, you know, we can replace some parts, but, you know, why would you want to have to go through that? Like you say, no one wants to go through, you know, chemo and radiation and all of that. if you've seen someone go through it, you've gone through it yourself, or you've had a family member that has gone through it, I mean, I know personally, it's devastating, and you just don't want anyone to have to go through that. So I love that you're sharing your story, that you're getting the message out there and just really helping people get more aware of what their choices and options are. You know, when we first started talking, you were talking about, you know, the doctor told you to get 10 to 13, you know, servings of fresh raw fruits and vegetables a day, and that can sound really overwhelming. So can you tell us kind of what that would look like in a day, and then also talk a little bit about why fruits and vegetables are so important?
Well, it's hard to do that every day. I saw a statistic, there was a map that somebody threw out on Facebook last week or so about the average consumption for the average American. And, you know, you've probably heard people refer to the standard American diet as being the SAD diet. USDA's new recommendation is that half your plate would be fruits and vegetables every day for every meal. And you have to be a little creative. And the other part of that, though, and it's so like when we were talking about kids, sometimes you have to do that with husbands too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like vegetables, so you just hide them in different places. And tell me what the other part of your question. Oh, why fruits and vegetables are important, was that the other part?
Yeah, just why, you know, why are fruits and vegetables so important in your diet, and you know, what they how they help your body.
Right. So if you think back historically, we didn't have, I mean, our grandparents, that's what they ate, was fruits and vegetables. And some of our parents, it wasn't until the 1950s that processed food came into existence. And so that really was the beginning of the downhill climb. If you will, for a country like ours to be so low in the health of our population is strictly as a result of processed foods. Our DNA doesn't recognize that as food because it's not really. And so whole foods, fruits and vegetables, have first one thing they have is they have enzymes, and the enzymes cleans the gut, and then the gut can absorb nutrients. But if you're eating kicks and tricks and ho-hos, there's no nutrients in that. The other thing that might be a little easier to understand is every day, no matter what we're doing, we have this process going on in our bodies, and it's called oxidative stress. You may have heard of it referred to as free radical damage, or it's really mutagenic, because what happens is it's causing mutations in our cells. So if you take an apple and you cut it in half and you leave it out, it's going to turn brown. But if you were to take lemon juice and put that on a half of the apple, only one half of it would turn brown. If you've ever made an apple pie, you might see in the recipe to add lemon juice. And that's so that the apples don't turn brown. That's like rusting. So our body is like rusting with oxidative stress. So the only thing that can balance oxidative stress is antioxidants. And the only place you find antioxidants is in fruits and vegetables. It's so simple and yet so hard for us to wrap our brains around.
Yeah, and I like the way that you explain that, because it does really simplify it down, and it talks about the importance of really eating that balanced diet. I think in today's environment, everything that we most of the younger generation looks for is something immediate. And we've, I think in some ways, lost some of that connection. And you know, everybody says they're really busy, they're working, they're going in a million directions. But we can get back in the kitchen with our kids. And I tell parents when I'm talking to them, some of the best things they can do is cook meals together, because it gets your kids reading, because they're reading recipes, they're learning science, because they're learning how foods combine together, they're learning math, because they're measuring, they're learning fractions, they're learning how to work together, they're learning how to clean up, they're learning so many skills. So it's a way to have really quality time in our very fast-paced world that we have. And I think sometimes people, you know, they look for an easy solution, and sometimes those solutions are right there in front of us.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, just back to fruits and vegetables, Hippocrates said, let food be medicine and medicine be your food. And so there's a lot to that. And I wanted to just mention one other thing from our conversation a couple seconds ago. In terms of the whole why and helping other people prevent cancer or any disease, really. But you're kind of, just this piece of the conversation with our busy lifestyles, I think I was like, some people said, oh, we can't believe that this happened to you because you're like a health nut. And I'm like, except that really and truly, if you looked at it a little more in depth, I was a classic case. I was a woman who took care of everybody but myself. And and so I would, that's my encouragement to women and families is, you know, if the mothership goes down, the whole ship goes down. And so we as women also need to kind of make some mental notes. Is this something I have to say yes to? And so one of the things that we talk about in our organization is to stress less. And I just notice the difference, or I notice a commonality in breast cancer survivors, is that we kind of are like, you know what? There is just nothing out there that is really worth getting all that stressed out about. It seems like that because everything seems so immediate. But so, you know, if I had any other words of wisdom for women, is to take care of yourself. And it's a good thing for your children to see you doing that. Sometimes we get very focused on our families and taking care of them. And I did, so I'm not making any difference to anybody else. And I think I could have done a better job of showing them, well, you guys, this is a team, and we need to take care of everybody, and I need to take care of me. So today, I can't really do that. But I will tomorrow.
Right. And I think sometimes it's easier to look at it after the fact and say, I should have taken better care of myself. I mean, 20/20 hindsight is always, you know, it's always crystal clear. And we can't take care of everyone else if we don't take care of ourselves. And we are going so fast. And what people tend to forget is that fast pace, you know, going back to the, what you were saying about stress, that causes a lot of stress in your body. You may not feel stressed, but it really does cause so much stress. And we need to take another really quick break. And when we come back, I'd love to have you share just a couple of examples of how working with some of your clients and, you know, helped them make some healthy shifts. So stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Jonelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carolyn Russ, and we're talking about how you really need to, as a mom, take care of yourself, eat healthy so that you can take care of everyone else around you, because if you're not healthy, it's really hard to give everything you need to everyone else. And if you missed it in the last segment, Carolyn did a great job of talking about what your body needs and how, you know, the importance of eating fruits and vegetables. And one thing I thought of when you were talking about putting, substituting ingredients or kind of maybe sneaking some vegetables in, you know, one of our favorite things, and when I first heard about it, I didn't like it, is we love cauliflower mashed potatoes. I don't even like real mashed potatoes now because we use the substitute and put some fresh herbs from the garden in, and they're so good. And I think something that people sometimes don't realize is our taste buds change. You know, they kind of cycle through every 10 to 12 days. So if you're used to eating a lot of sugar or a lot of sweets, it's going to take you a few days of not eating as much and kind of paring down to get used to flavors. But once you stop eating all that processed food and all the sugar and all of that, your taste buds just pop when you get fresh herbs and get those amazing flavors. So if people haven't done that, I encourage them to shift away and try eating some of the healthier foods. It really does make a bigger difference.
Well, and we live at a time right now where there's just so much opportunity for recipes with so much gluten-free information out there. And because I think we probably tend to eat, even if you don't need to be gluten-free, we have a tendency to eat too many empty carbs. And, there are just all kinds of clean eating guides that are available.
Absolutely. Can you give us some examples of some of the clients that you've worked with and how some of the shifts that you've worked with them have really transformed their lives in simple ways that help them include more fruits and vegetables in their diet?
Well, you know, a lot of it is mindset. And so they kind of have to decide that they really want to make some changes. And it's education. So being in a community of people, like-minded people, has been really, really helpful. And and then because once they understand fresh, raw, whole food is live. I mean, it's living. And as soon as you put it in the microwave, it's really dead. And the enzymes are gone. And So just finding new recipes, finding other people that have ideas that are creative, some specific health concerns that people have today is cardiovascular, to be sure. So we add a lot of, what we want to do there is reduce inflammation. So we would add berries to their routine. A lot of children today have eczema. So, I mean, I'm just thinking about some of the people who have seen some pretty rapid changes in eczema. I had one little fellow that was had a seizure disorder, and that was ago. And what we learned was that inflammation causes seizures, and seizures cause inflammation. So he was in a cycle that had to be broken. So we added berries, a lot of berries in his diet. heart disease. You know, heart disease is caused by inflammation, so we want to eat anti-inflammatory foods. And that always kind of takes me back to berries. But really, all fruits and vegetables have an anti-inflammatory process. I encourage people to drink more water. And I'm the world's worst. I have a tendency to not be thirsty, so I have to work at drinking enough water. That's what flushes the tears out. And so we should be drinking half of our body weight in water every day. And then I go back to brain health. Someone once said, well, do you want your brain to look like a raisin or a nice plump grape? And so if we can get children to, it's kind of the process of eating more fruits and vegetables, eating a clean diet, which eliminates pop, eliminates sugar. You know, if you notice, people, well, maybe not out in a warm climate like yours, but in the Midwest, this is flu season. And why do we tend to get that more in the winter than in the summer? Well, we probably sit around and eat a lot more sugar in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Even it's a cumulative effect. So if pop or soda, whatever people call it, is a part of the diet, that's reducing your immunity. So sugar has a negative effect on our immunity. And just as an aside, it also, cancer feeds on sugar. So we need to, you can go Google if somebody really wants to learn. And it's hard to give up some of those things. But if you want to really, go Google 101 reasons why sugar is harmful. And you'll just be, it'll blow you away. The other piece is enough sleep. Are you getting 8 hours sleep a night? Like from 10 at night to 2 in the morning, that is nature's cycle of when we get the deepest sleep. And I know that I'm busy, and sometimes I've been on the phone a lot during the day, and so my quietest time when nobody's calling me will be at 9:30 or 10. And if I really get working on something and I don't get to bed then by at least 11 for me, and I'm rolling in really, really late, and I don't do that very often anymore, but I can't go to sleep. It's like I already missed the window. And so getting really good sleep is important, and that's when our bodies regenerate. And sometimes it's good to have some fresh, raw vegetables at night, because a green vegetable, that's the repair piece, and our body naturally repairs at night. So you can have a little snack of vegetable instead of junk food that we all like so much.
I hadn't heard that about the green vegetable being the repair piece. I mean, it makes sense. But I think it's, you know, from what you're saying, most of the changes are pretty simple, but they can make a really big difference. And the other thing you said that really sticks out is listening to our body. I think that, you know, we're oftentimes people are looking for that magic pill. They're looking for that, you know, amazing solution, and really so much of it is just common sense. That's why I love having these conversations each week with different people like yourself, because it's so important to listen to your body. I tell people that you can often very quickly after you eat something know whether it's good for your body or it's harmful. You know, does it give you a lot of energy, or does your stomach hurt, or do you get really sleepy? You know, does it make you really thirsty? Listen to what that food is doing to your body, and you can often learn so much about what your body needs more of, what you should have less of. And I think it's important that we try new things and try new foods. We all get comfortable in what we're eating and how we eat it. I know I do. It's like you go to the store and you seem to always have the same things in your cart. And it's important to add new things to it and try new flavors because it really does make a huge difference.
Well, yeah, and this is a great time of year to do that, you know. It's kind of like everybody wants to start out the new year differently, and February is Heart Month, so there's lots of things that can be helpful for that. And then the other thing, because we were talking about some of the core things that we need to do, is to exercise. And that's easier for people than others. But another thing you can Google is 100 reasons to exercise. And so the first five are amazing. And a lot of it has to do, of course, with cardiovascular. So here we are with Heart Month. So this is something we're having within Vitality for a Lifetime, we're having a contest of people who you know, post recipes or post things that they're doing for fitness, and the prize, and then everybody's name goes in the hat, and the prize is a Fitbit this month. But because it's Heart Month, you know. So if you good aerobic exercise, that's going to reduce blood pressure. It's going to reduce cholesterol levels. It's going to increase the concentration of your high density lipoproteins. You know, the good cholesterol, the HDL, it reduces chances for coronary heart disease, it increases efficiency. And I always thought I was too busy. But it's not that I don't know. It's, can I develop the discipline? So I like this concept of making simple changes gradually so that be successful. If you try to do everything all at once, you're just going to get frustrated and you're not going to be successful. And so that was one of the things that I've added. I joined the Y, and I have an aerobics class that I go to at least 3 days a week. And I miss the days that they don't have that class every day. So I miss the days that that I don't go.
Right. Right. No, I absolutely agree, and I think it's just really important to even sit and take some deep breaths and get up and stretch and drink, you know, set your timer for every 30 minutes. I mean, you know, get up, just move for 2 or 3 minutes. It really will make a big difference. We need to take our final break, and when we come back, I just want to talk a little bit about disease prevention and some of the things that we can do that will really help people get a little bit healthier. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carolyn Russ. And we've been talking about the importance of taking care of yourself and the importance of eating healthy and really getting enough fruits and vegetables daily and making small, simple changes. Everyone that knows me knows that I'm a big proponent of small, simple changes. You know, week after week, at the end of a year, they add up to a very big transformation. And Carolyn, I'd love to ask you, you know, we know that, you know, one of the leading causes of disease, you know it from the clients you work with. We hear about it a lot in, you know, the news, is really things that they do that are lifestyle choices, lifestyle things that they do. So much of it's preventable. How do you, when you're coaching people, how do you get them to really be aware of the things that they're doing that they can change that will make a big difference in their health?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we're victims of a fast food culture, a fast-paced world, and everything has to be in a hurry. And so, as a result, we talked before, food is fuel. And I think we're malnourished because we eat calories that don't really fuel us. And then the byproduct of that is inflammation. And so there are many, many, many resources on clean eating and how to eat fresh, raw fruits and vegetables. I think what happens is we, first of all, why do we eat? And sometimes we eat for comfort or we're bored. We don't always eat because we're hungry. And if we're not eating whole foods, fruits, vegetables, berries, then we can eat till our heart's content, but we're still starving on a nutritional basis. And then we stay hungry. And then we go find something else, trying to fill this kind of need that our body has, and it spirals downward. The truth is 70%, 75% of chronic disease is preventable. And with changes in nutrition and lifestyle. There's a whole field called epigenetics that says with changes in nutrition and lifestyle, you can reverse disease or prevent it, because it's kind of like a light switch. And those things can be turned off or turned on, and that can affect generations of, not just the, but, you know, generations of children and children and children. So
It can impact up to six generations going forward. So the changes you make can impact six generations. And I think it's, you know, when you put it the way you do, I mean, food is absolutely fuel for your body. And again, you know, I'm going to go back to the car analogy. If your car needs to run on premium, you're not going to put regular fuel in it. So why do we put processed food in our body when we really need that fresh, you know, the fruits and vegetables? We need more of those things to keep us healthy. And, you know, when you say that, you know, we're eating more than ever, but we're actually malnourished, it's really interesting, because we're just not giving ourselves the right kind of food. We're not giving ourselves what our bodies really need.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. It just strikes me that you have to care about yourself. I mean, there is a mental piece to that. And anybody who's trying to weight, for example, and this isn't just, I'm not talking weight loss, but it's the same mental process. You know, you're in the grocery store, you're checking out, and there are typically no apples there. Right? I mean, it's all candy bars and gum and chips and junky stuff. And if you're really, so one thing that I think could be helpful is go, when you're hungry, be prepared. Have a healthy snack with you that's going to be nutritious. And even, you know, there's also a whole aisle of all kinds of bars. And those aren't all that healthy either. They're full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Read labels. There's a great program out there for families called a Nutrition Detective, and it's free online. I think it's David Katz, MD, and he created a program that's free for schools, and it teaches us how to read labels. So you have to just make a conscious effort in your mind to, when you pick up a piece of food, is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? And I think after a while, that discipline will take over. And then the metabolic programming takes over, so that, like for us, we don't habit fast food restaurants anymore because it first of all, we feel miserable afterwards if we do. And a lot of the restaurants that we used to go to, we just don't anymore because there's nothing there that appeals to us. And if we're stuck and we have to eat it, then we don't feel good afterwards. And the other discipline that we can do is make a decision to eat at home more. Sure, saves on the. And we've kind of looked at each other and gone, you know, this is better than what you could get at T.F. Chang's or, you know, some restaurant that, because we like that kind of food. And usually lots of broccoli there. And we'll just look at each other and go, well, this was really good, you know.
No, absolutely. It's interesting you talk about reading labels. Some of our listeners may or may not know, my mom developed something called the Fat Finder, and we still sell those to doctors, nutritionists, cardiologists today, and that was developed in the mid-1980s after my dad had a heart attack and a quadruple bypass, and the doctor said there was nothing else they could do for him. She learned how he could eat healthier, and he lived 16 years past when the doctor said he should have lived based on making those changes. So I absolutely know firsthand what a difference that can make. And I think one of the keys to all this is really getting people to understand the difference between emotional versus physical hunger. I don't do it anymore, but when I was used to be coaching people one-on-one, I talked a lot about, you know, I'd ask people, well, how do you know when you're physically hungry? And a lot of times they would give me responses that really showed that they were eating more on emotional hunger. And I'd ask when they knew they were full. And a lot of times they said when their plate was empty, but not the body signs. So it's really important. And, you know, I would just say to anyone who wants to learn more about that, they should check out our Eat Great, Live Well program just to, you know, learn a little bit more about that. There's so many things, and I know that you've given me some great ideas on just how to eat some more fruits and vegetables and just really increasing the awareness, and I know that that's going to be important for so many. So how can people get a hold of you and learn more about what you're doing and some of the things that you share?
Well, a primary way, it seems like everybody communicates on Facebook today. And so I can be found on Facebook as Carolyn Field, F-I-E-L-D, Russ. I don't know why my middle name's in there, but it is. And then also an email address is rruss, R-R-U-S-S, 35440 at AOL.com.
Okay, perfect. And we will have your name and your information on our Eat Great, Live Well Radio .com page too, with a link to today's episode. And I'd love to ask our guests to leave our listeners with just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and their family. So what tip would you give our listeners?
Well, there's so many, it's hard to say one. I think to make an intentional effort to flood your body with fruits and vegetables every day. Try to get five colors and shoot for 10 to 13 a day. And if they would like to join our Vitality for a Lifetime Facebook page, then they could learn more about how to help implement those things.
Great. And you said they can just connect with you on Facebook and then you can get them connected to that page, correct?
And I think sometimes people can request to join a group and you'll see that.
Okay.
And you can do that way too.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn, and for just sharing so much, so many great reminders and so much information.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices that you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue this conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts, share your questions about what we talked about today, and share what you loved. Share it with people that you know and be part of today's conversation. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.